Hunter raised his head and shoulders above the ridge, drew his arm back, and thrust it forward, throwing the rock as hard as he could. His aim was true. The rock hit the stalker's head. The man fell forward, rolling down the grassy slope. Hunter leapt to his feet and ran. He jumped the boulder behind which his stalker had been crouching and continued down toward where the man was still rolling, flattening grass and plowing through a chokecherry thicket. The man rode out the other side of the thicket and came to rest at the slope's bottom, about 10 feet from where Bobby Lee stood atop the boulder, glaring down at the bushwhacker. The man had lost both his hat and his rifle during his fall, but now, as he pushed onto his hands and knees, shaking his head, his thick, curly hair flying, he slid his right hand back for the Colt 44, still holstered on his right thigh. From behind the man, Hunter grabbed the gun, ripping free the keeper thong from over the hammer and jerking the weapon from its holster. The man turned his head to peer behind him. Hunter recognized that broad, bearded face and the cow-stupid, glaring eyes reflecting the afternoon sunlight. Also reflecting the sun was the five-pointed badge pinned to the man's brush-scarred vest.
Cheney?
Hunter tossed the man's gun away.
What in blazes?
But then Deputy Sheriff Luke Cheney was suddenly on his feet, moving fast for a big man with a considerable paunch and broad fleshy hips. Dust and dead grass coating him, he wheeled to face the taller ex-Confederate. From somewhere he produced a Green River knife. He clenched its hide-wrapped handle tightly in his right hand as he stood, crouching, a menacing grin curling his thick wet lips inside his dusty, curly, dark brown beard. The Green River's steel blade glinted in the afternoon sunshine.
Come on, Buchanan. They say you rep devils got some fight in you, even if you don't wear a gun.
He slashed the Green River knife from right to left and would have laid open Hunter's belly if Hunter hadn't leapt back. The razor-edged blade had come within an inch or even less of doing just that. The knowledge caused a burn of rage to rise up from the base of the ex-Confederate's back, spreading across his shoulders and blazing in his clean-shaven cheeks. Hunter faced his opponent, crouching, arms spread, ready to parry Cheney's next assault.
What the hell's this about, Cheney? What's your beef with me?
Cheney curled his mouth in a sneering grin, then lunged, slashing with the knife. Overconfidence was the man's Achilles heel. He'd just retreated from another attempt at eviscerating Hunter when Hunter sprang forward, kicking upward with his left boot, the toe of which smashed against the underside of Cheney's right hand. The knife flew out of his hand, arcing sharply up, flashing in the sunlight, before landing not far from where Bobby Lee now sat on the boulder, watching the fight with a devilish glint in his long yellow eyes.
Damn you, Reb Devil! You broke my wrist!
He stood there, knees buckling, crouched over his injured hand, as Hunter walked wide around him and scooped the knife up out of the tawny grass.
Now suppose you tell me...
Cheney came toward him like a bull out of a chute, head down, eyes glinting malevolently, a sinister smile tugging at the corners of his mouth. Hunter stepped to one side. Cheney plowed into Hunter's right chest and shoulder, then stumbled away,